by Nicholas Avon, with apologies to George Farquhar and Shakespeare. Oh, yes, and anyone has to read the bloody thing. But I digress and begin. The scene is a school stage, after hours. Two sixth form, 17-ish, students in the remains of school uniform, smartest shirts, trousers, shirt undone at the neck, rehearsing for performance this evening.
What? Arms across? Worthy? Methinks you should hold them open with a friend so near.
The man has got the vapours in his ears. I must expel this melancholy spirit. Damn, gonna have to start that one again. Starting positions. Sigh. The lack of response to your first name is only more slightly more strange than your failure to pick up on the original mistake, but not by much. Simon, the man has got the bloody vapours in his ears. Simon! Hmm? It lives! It breathes! It's alive, I say, alive! Ian, old chap? Yes, Frankenstein? Go find a cliff and throw yourself off. Aha! You are alive, after all. I was beginning to wonder if I wasn't going to have to do this bloody thing this evening by myself. What's wrong? Nothing that can be classed as new. Ah. Doing the wrong play, then. And what play should we be doing? Why? As You Like It, by old W.S. From the east to western eind, no jewel is quite like Rosalind, her worth being mounted on the wind, though all the world bears Rosalind. That is, I assume, your major problem. Furthest thing from my mind. Do we detect the foul sense of falsehood from my friend? I believe we do. Ah. If we go back to As You Like It, then. All the world's a stage, and the men and women merely players. They each have their entrances and exits, and one man in his life plays many parts. Nah. Skip to, and then the lover, sighing like a furnace, with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. That's your problem, then. You're identifying with the depressingness of Jacques, while I'm going for the lightness of Touchstone. The Rosalind poetry was by Orlando, spoken by Rosalind herself. Pedantry is the last resort of the losing party. The point is still valid. You are mooning over yonder fair maiden instead of doing something about it. There are complications. She's female. There are complications. It goes with the terror.
Territory?
Terror. She's a friend. I don't want to spoil that. Do you prefer to moan about it to me, yes?
It's an easier option.
Come on, let's get back to this scene. You've only got a few hours left before the curtain. It'll take your mind off it.
Oh, you mean this scene? This scene where two friends are discussing my character's love life or lack of it because he hasn't tried hard enough of your character's opinion.
Yes. 'Tis indeed a picture of worthy, but the life where they go on to discuss your character's love life, which is being hampered only by your complete narcissism and total stubbornness. I mean your character's, obviously. Shut up. But the life has departed. What? Arms, and correct me if I'm wrong. But the stubbornness in question is on the ability of one party to do an action. Good morning, Mr. Pott. Can I help you? I told you to shut up. And besides, there are complications in this, too. You do not know what you're talking about.
No, Mr. Plume, I have no idea. Mainly because every time I inquire as to the name of this miraculous Helen, this mistress of Troy, this Sylvia to your Captain Plume, Juliet to your Romeo, Jessica to your Roger Rabbit, I am so vigorously repulsed that I despair of ever finding...
Oh, all right, for fuck's sake, it's Rosalind.
Have you ever had a moment?
An instant which seems to drag on for hours. An event of such earth-shattering magnitude that it would take you days to see the extent of it. A point where you can see the world shatter into equal pieces and fall away from you, and you stand in blackness and total deprivation of reality, stripped of all the layers of cotton wool designed to insulate you from the real world. And you can analyse every insult two of your friends ever directed at each other. Every conversation they've ever had with each other, and with you, that you have been part of. And woe betide you should find something at that point. All your eloquence, all your studied phrases and dramatic emphasis will leave you. Everything will leave you.
You bastard.
You absolute and total fucking bastard. You have been egging me on for the past 2 years to ask out your fucking girlfriend. She isn't my girlfriend. She refused to go out with me until I told you.
Nice to know she was thinking of me.
Don't be like that.
Like what? Like fucking what? Like I've just been betrayed by my two best friends. There was no fucking involved. Shut the fuck up. And when were you going to tell me? Were you going to pop the bubble and suddenly do what Rose... That's it, isn't it? That's this mysterious friend of yours wanted. The canyon in your relationship. The thing you had to do before it went any further. Fucking Jesus, I spent the last 2 weeks consoling you, counselling you to ruin my fucking life. But I didn't. No, you carried on stringing me along. You're still trying to get me to ask about 3 minutes ago. Why? Why continue? So that I found out from her lips rather than yours?
Yes.
What?
I know how much Rose meant to you. Means to me. But carry on. All right, means to you. I couldn't tell you. I've been trying for weeks now. Weeks.
How long has this been going on for?
About 3 weeks since you told me. 3 weeks since you gave me the ultimatum.
And how long have you been seeing Rosalind for?
I told you, she refused to see me properly until I... Don't fuck around with the words, Ian. A month. A month tomorrow.
Simon, you can't go now. Yes, I can. I fucking can. Exit... Exit stage right. Exude Joms. Pursued by a bastard, like as not.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I get there.
But the performance
has been rather, hasn't it?
Goodbye, Ian.